This is Ryan.
And I am Nick.
This is another issue of All Access Nerds. I think like 35 or something like that, 34? Yeah, 34.
I think it's higher than that. I've lost track.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing to lose track of, I guess.
I think we'll just keep them on, keep them numbered on the download pages. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't care. I'm glad we're still doing them.
Yeah.
I don't care nobody's listening to them.
Yeah, that's a handful.
Okay, I do care.
Yeah.
I do care. I like to have more listeners and more feedback, but
yeah,
I enjoy it. This is why we do it, because we enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. And the handful of listeners that we have. But we'll dive right into it.
Let's do it, man.
All right. I'll let you start it off, and I have a couple comic book news stuff.
Okay.
But I'll let you cover some reviews.
The first one I have is Dark Knights, Batman Drowned. This was an Aquaman story. In Earth 1-1, the Batman, who is actually a Batwoman, there is no Bruce Wayne, is killed Aquawoman from that universe.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, of course, he gets met up with the creatures from the darkness she gets met up with the creatures from the darkness, and they convince her to do dark things. So then she comes to Earth 0. And she's causing havoc for Aquaman and his wife, Marina?
Mara.
Yeah. Sorry.
Nah, no problem.
So that one, these Dark Knight metal series books, I'm losing faith in them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's going on too long. It's not really going anywhere.
Okay.
I know they're individual stories.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the one from before that we talked about... the last podcast, huh?
Yeah, Dawnbreaker.
Yeah.
It's Green Lantern. Yeah.
I really, really enjoy that storyline. So I guess what they're doing is they're bringing in each one of the Justice League members only from the Dark Universe.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just kind of anxious to see where it goes and when they tie it up. So we'll move on to Action Comics 989. This one, the Oz Effect Part 3. Is in effect. have you read that one yet?
I have not, no. But if you want to talk about it, go for it.
No, I'm not really going to go into it.
Okay.
We're slowly starting to see that Jor-El has some kind of master plan.
Okay.
And he actually saved Lois Lane's life.
Really?
Yeah, Superman was busy someplace else, and Jor-El swooped in and rescued her.
Hmm.
But it was part of his plan.
Okay. Kind of went him over.
Yeah, and then he... basically kidnaps John.
Oh, the son, right?
Yeah.
The kid, yeah.
His kid.
That's not good. Don't kidnap your grandsons. That's rule number two, I think.
Well, he's trying to corrupt him, because if you remember earlier, Oz actually kidnapped Jor-El before, or not Jor-El, John before, and made him watch how his mother got her leg burned off. Remember that? Got cut off?
No.
Yeah, he actually...
Is this a tie-in thing? Like,
yeah, this is part of the first part of the Superman Action Comics series during the Rebirth.
Okay.
He actually made Little John watch as his
Little
mother.
Okay. Sorry. Digress.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He made him watch as Superman was fighting some aliens.
Okay.
And Lois Lane got her leg cut off, but it was all fake.
Hmm.
So he's been screwing with John's mind for a while now. But now that John knows that that's his grandpa, he's wanting to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Wants to trust him. Wants to learn from him.
Yeah. What the heck?
Grandpappy.
Yeah.
And of course, Clark is, or Kal-El is still a little hesitant on who this guy really is. Like you said before, he's been scammed so many times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So moving on to Superman number 33, we start the storyline Imperious Rex. Mm-hmm. And this one, Apocalypse's throne is empty. And they need an Apocalypse character or somebody to sit on the throne and rule the planet. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it could be Lex Luthor or Superman.
Okay.
So that's where the storyline is leading.
Ah.
And then we have Batman issue number 33. If you remember a few months back, Bruce Wayne asked Selina Kyle, who we also know as Catwoman, to marry him.
Yeah.
Well, she did say yes.
Yeah.
So now we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Now they're engaged.
Oh, okay.
And in this one...
Very slow.
Yeah.
Progress, then.
Yeah, it's very... Well, there was a... They had the story arc of the Riddler and the Joker.
Okay.
About a four or five issue story arc that happened between the time he asks and now.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say yes.
Okay.
So now they're traveling together. They're in the Middle East, and they get into some cave, and everybody's going ape crazy because Batman isn't answering the call. Somebody's broken into this cave. It was guarded, and nobody knows where Batman is, but it's Batman's the one breaking into it, along with Catwoman. Not really so much breaking in. She just beats the guy who's guarding the cave entrance.
Okay.
And they enter, and inside the cave is it Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah.
The girl? What's the woman's name? The daughter?
Talia
al Ghul. Yeah. She is in there, who's also Damian's
interest.
Mom.
Yeah, Damian's mom and a love interest of Bruce Wayne. So, yeah.
So they are going to be talking to her. I don't know why. I'm wondering, did Bruce Wayne marry her?
I think so. There might have been something along those lines. But especially because, you know, it's the mother. So, yeah, they probably have to have some kind of awkward conversation of, oh, yeah, this is going to be, you know, Damian's stepmother now.
Well, I'm wondering if they got married and now they have to get divorced. That'd be a nice little twist.
So, could. Yeah. It's hard to say with that, man.
I honestly don't see them, Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle, getting married. It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I think they'll go through all the hoops and ladders and they'll get to the altar and it won't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it'll be bombed and they won't. I don't see them getting married.
Yeah, me neither.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, we will find out.
All right, let's talk about some Marvel Comics legacy titles.
All righty.
So the last couple weeks we've had, and these are not all of them, these are the only ones I picked up, Cable Legacy 150, which I believe is continuing on the Cable title from several years ago. I did pick it up. I kind of glanced through it. I just was not interested in reading it. I'm not a huge Cable fan, only because the twists and turns of time travel that are involved with his birth and his being taken to the future by his sister from another dimension and raised by an order of cosmic nuns, if you will. It's Marvel.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, especially when they involve the mutants and time travel.
Yeah, and the Phoenix Force is listed in there somehow, somewhere.
Hmm.
So we have the Incredible Hulk 709. The Totally Awesome Hulk is questioning on why he's starting to have trouble controlling his Hulk.
Okay.
When he gets, not a berserker, but he kind of has some blackouts.
Okay.
And it's bothering him. I mean, he took the mantle of the Hulk to help Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
So now he's having trouble. So he's up in some space station away for everybody running tests on himself. And he gets an emergency call from somewhere. And come to find out, it is the planet that the Planet Hulk was on.
Yeah.
That took place, that story arc.
The Battle World, whatever.
He's got a distress call calling for the Hulk because they need help. So, what's he do? He zips off to that planet.
Oh, no.
And there's some kind of space portal that opens up and he crash lands on the planet and he Hulks out and he walks away. And come to find out, the Hulk, Bruce Banner, helped liberate this planet from this evil Red King or something. Well, after he left, that left a vacuum of who's going to rule the planet. And so now everybody's fighting and there's warlords popping up and people are getting killed left and right. So they need the Hulk to come back and help put things right. Need somebody to lead the people.
Yeah.
Enter Totally Awesome Hulk. So the Incredible Hulk issue 709 starts that storyline of Return to Planet Hulk. Then we have Invincible Iron Man, number 593. In this issue, we find that Tony Stark's mother, who he just found out who she was, is running the company along with Mary Jane Watson. They're not complete shareholders in the company, but they're running it. And during an expo, the board members tell Mary Jane, the chairman of the board tells Mary Jane that the board has voted and that Mary Jane and Tony Stark's mother are out. The board has taken over controlling of Tony Stark's company. Tony Stark is in a coma, self-induced coma someplace at one of the Stark International labs because there's something wrong with his body and his mind. So the AI Friday is monitoring him. And during this expo, somebody or something steals Tony Stark's body.
Yeah, I thought I saw a snippet of that, like that panel itself, talking about how his body's missing or something. I'm like, uh-oh, well, that's not good.
So come to find out, Friday had implanted micro sensors in Stark's body so she can monitor him at all times, no matter where he was.
Ah, okay.
She can't find the readings. There's no readings.
Jeez.
So now she doesn't know where he's at, even if he's alive. So now Ironheart, Mary Jane, Stark's mother, are wondering what to do next. And they're thinking, well, maybe we should also call the Avengers. No, they're not interested. Let's get a hold of Victor Von Doom. Maybe he can help us.
Hmm.
So they're going to call Doom in to help find where Stark's body is. So then we have my favorite, and I think the last title I have, The Mighty Thor, issue number 700. If you remember correctly, several months ago, we talked about a Thor title, Thor book that came out that Thor was battling the Shi'ar Empire gods, and they were putting Thor through a test because they wanted to see how worthy this Thor really is. You know, why are people following this Thor? Why don't they just, why aren't they only listening to the Shi'ar gods themselves?
Is that Odin's son, or is that the Lady Thor?
Okay, Lady Thor.
Gotcha.
So there was just several battles, and they were putting Lady Thor through a test and all these tests. She got tired of it. And she's like, no more. I challenge you guys. And apparently there was an ultimate challenge that was issued. And when the ultimate challenge is issued, then some creature is released to do the ultimate challenge, to fight whoever's, in this case, Lady Thor. Well, plus that going on, the Phoenix Force was floating around. So we have to deal with that. And everything goes back to normal. Well, this issue is issue number 700. There's about 50 pages of storyline, okay? And there was, I think I counted, 12 or 13 different people, artists and writers on this cover of this book who were involved with this. The problem I'm having is there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's about 12 or 13 different characters along with some of their own storylines in this book.
Okay. So it's kind of like one shots, like, you know, it's a collection almost.
It's a collection, but they're loosely tied together.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that a lot with some of these, you know, big giant jam-packed issues, you know, 50 pages or whatever it might be, 20 page, well, not 20 page, like 50 page extravaganza kind of thing. Sometimes, like Spider-Man, for instance, he had something like this, and it was a good chunk of it. It was just these mini stories and, you know, one shots kind of all collected together. And it was like, I could have had more storyline. I could have had more content of the main story. But instead, you give me these little short stories or these one shot kind of things. And kind of a bummer.
Yeah, especially when it's not all done by the same artist.
Yeah, it's a huge clash.
Yeah, you go from page to page. One page is a decent is right in the middle of a story, and then you turn it, and it's completely different artwork, and you're middle of a different story.
Yeah, you got Thor Frog. Frog Thor.
Yes, Frog Thor, whose actual name is Throg.
Okay.
Throg.
The Frog Thor. All right.
It's actually Throg.
Yeah, wow.
But in a nutshell, what's going on here is Odin's son is still the unworthy Thor. He is at the Tree of Life. We have Lady Thor fighting She-Hulk, who's lost control. She's blacked out and just gone berserk, so she's in New York. Followed by, we talked about the Throg, who ends up rescuing Lady Thor after she changes into Jane Foster because she lost the hammer. She wasn't holding the hammer, so she started changing back into Foster. She was underneath a building, so if she changed, the building would have crushed her.
Ah.
So, all right. So we got Lady Thor fighting She-Hulk. We have Volstagg, who was the War Thor.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And Odin's son commanded the hammer to return from whence it came to go back to old Asgard. The hammer couldn't go back to its own universe because it's from a dead universe, from a destroyed universe. So the hammer went back to, it left wherever Thor and them were and disappeared. And Volstagg was taken into custody, if you will, by the Asgardians so they could check him out, make sure he's not injured. And this whole thing is behind him for being the War Thor because he's very violent as the War Thor and this War Hammer. Well, in the process, the War Hammer comes flying back into Asgard and crashes at Volstagg's feet And they're like, stop him. Don't let him touch it. He's like, it's calling to me. I have to. And so, of course, he touched it, turns into the War Thor, and takes off. We have several of the storylines going on here. We also have a Midgard story from the past where young Thor is wanting to pick up the hammer, and it's not letting him pick it up. He's a teenager. We have a future Thor where his grandchildren, he has a bunch of granddaughters, and they're fussing and fighting and arguing. We have a Dark Galactus. Galactus has been absorbed by some energy, or he's absorbed some kind of dark energy, so he's really pretty evil.
Yeah.
We have Loki. We talked about Throg. We got Thanos. We got Hel.
Jeez.
The Queen of Hel.
Just throw them all in there.
In fact, Thanos and Hel are on the same page together. They're conspiring. And she says something about, hey, it's time we should make our move. He's like, almost. First, we got to kill more people.
Loki?
Loki's in there.
No, I'm saying Loki and...
Just Thor and Hel.
Oh, wow.
Or Hela, whatever her name is.
Wow.
So you got all these different storylines going on, and of course, they're going to slowly tie together because there's a big battle going on amongst the Nine Realms because there's a dark elf who's trying to take over all the realms. Well, Thor had left Odin's son, has a goat, a pet goat.
Oh my goodness.
Named Toothgnasher.
Okay.
And he had left Toothgnasher on Old Asgard to protect it. Well, for some reason, War Thor, that's where he goes. And him and the ram, or the goat, are kind of fighting. All of a sudden, the goat takes off and shoots across... across the ground past the War Thor and right into the smack of another being who, War Thor says, what in the name of the, he was Gnasher, no, wait. And there's this big explosion. And in the panel, we see this big hand grab the goat by the throat. And all of a sudden the goat's head comes flying off.
Wow.
So this creature, this being just killed Thor's, Odin's son's goat. The name of this creature is, he says, at long last, Mangog has returned to Asgard with the strength of a billion billion beings and a rage unquenchable, which means the time has come for the ultimate judgment. Time for gods to die, screaming and wailing. The ultimate judgment was what the Shi'ar gods had released when Lady Thor made the challenge. They said, okay, now you're up for the ultimate challenge, the ultimate judgment.
Okay.
So, of course, that creature and War Thor are getting ready to battle. So, continued in, that'll be continued in issue 701.
Wow.
And that, my friend, is all I have about comic books this week.
Okay. Yeah. I saw an article talking about issue 700. They were saying something about Thor, and he has a gold hammer now, and it's some kind of, like, special thing, and it's odd, and people are speculating on this and that, but, yeah, within that issue 700, he has a golden hammer instead. Does somebody die or no? Because I thought I saw a few panels and it looked as though like maybe Jane Foster or some other woman had died.
There was a lady who was guarding the Tree of Life.
Okay.
I forget what her name was, but she ended up basically sacrificing herself to protect the Tree of Life.
Okay. And, yeah, that might have been it.
And it didn't really do her much good.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, well, I mean, issue 700, that's cool. They're back up to all their high numbers with the legacy. Hopefully that's beneficial for Marvel.
Yeah, we'll see. It was a $6 book, so
okay.
Hopefully the rest of them won't be that much expensive.
Yeah, oh yeah, that'd be insane. I don't have too much on the side of, you know, reviews, but I did look up some stuff real quick, and I saw an article talking about Doomsday Clock from DC Comics. It's going to be on shelves November 22nd. So it's actually like Thanksgiving week. Usually they take a break or whatever in comics, but yeah, that's like pretty sure that's the same week as Thanksgiving. But so that's going to be out, and they actually were talking about, Jeff Johns was talking about, there's a character, so spoiler alert for people who just want to find out in the books, but there's going to be a character returning from the dead, and there's only a handful of characters from Watchmen that can do that, and this time it's going to be Rorschach. People are kind of surprised and kind of thrown off by it because of the fact that when he died, it was a very meaningful and, you know, it had power behind his death. You know, he's just a human guy doing what he can. And he died. He wasn't. He didn't have any powers or nothing. It was his own choice. You know, his Dr. Manhattan, you know, gave him that ultimatum. And Rorschach's like, no, I'm still, I have to do this. And he killed him. And now he's back alive. And so we should see something interesting going on there. You know, is it a different person altogether? Somebody else use, you know, his mask now? So it's hard to say. You know, there's only been like 6 pages, I guess. They've released the first 6 pages of the book. And that way you can see him online if you want to. But if you don't want to, you absolutely don't have to, because it's going to be out November 22nd. So I'm super excited for that. And we'll see the crossover of the DC Universe and the Watchmen Universe. Also, Star Wars titles for Marvel. I saw that Phasma, at least, she has her own lead-in to the Last Jedi movie, which I'm pretty excited about. And yeah, there's a few different titles, I guess, they're doing. So if you're a huge, huge Star Wars fan, they actually do have a couple of different titles out there from Marvel Comics that lead in to The Last Jedi. So I know one friend in particular, she would probably love to hear about that because, yeah, she's a huge fan of Star Wars. So I'll make sure she definitely knows about that because I just found that out today. But yeah, hopefully they're solid comics. You know, a lot of times they really don't have to because there's a Star Wars title on it. You know, people are just going to buy it because they say, oh, this is a tie-in, this is a lead-in to The Last Jedi. So they really don't have to, you know, jam-pack it full of awesome story and art and everything. They could just phone it in and it's going to make a decent amount of sales already. But I hope that's not the case for this one, at least. Yeah, that's all I got for comics.
Yeah, I don't have any more news or anything.
So, TV shows?
Let's do TV shows.
Alrighty.
What do you got for TV shows?
For me, I've seen the first episode of Legends of Tomorrow, The Flash, and Supergirl. Okay. I haven't seen Arrow yet and none of the second episodes, but at least saw the premieres of those three, and I loved them. Were you able to watch them?
Yes, I was able to watch them, and the funny thing is, I know yesterday when we were talking about this, I asked you if you wanted to watch it on my TV, and you're like, no, I'm going to wait. Gonna wait for my wife.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, really? Like, yeah, yeah. And besides, your TV's gotten smaller.
Yep,
and that's because, dear fans, a couple weeks back, turn the TV on, and I'm channel hopping. All of a sudden, the TV turns itself off. I'm like, that's weird. I didn't touch the power button, and then I'm look over at the wife, and she's looking at me because she didn't touch the remote, and all of a sudden, I smell something. I look over, and smoke is pouring out of the back of my 46-inch flat-screen TV.
Wow.
And so I jump up, I run over, move the TV. It's on a TV stand. Move it and start ripping out cords. Yeah. Because for me, that's electrical fire.
Yeah.
The quickest way to stop electrical fire is to stop the electricity from going to it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you want to do. So I'm back there frantically ripping out cords and unplugging stuff and unplugging speakers and DVD players and DVR players and all kinds of crap and dish boxes. And I pick it up and drag it outside, still smoking. It quit after a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the garage and get my backup 26-inch big-ass TV set.
Tube TV. Oh, man. Yeah.
It's been sitting in the garage for about 5 or 6 years. Yeah. It still works.
Yeah, I guess it's that. Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine. Because I was, you know, we were talking about coming, and he mentioned that, yeah, TV, you know, is gone. Okay, gotcha. And I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and he was like, oh, just bring your projector, you know, you can just, you know, have it connected that way. And I was like, see, I got no place to, like, throw it, you know, and he said, well, you get a sheet or something like that, you know, a big, big sheet. It's like $10, get a white sheet, hang it, no problem at all. It's like, well, on top of that, they have cats and dogs there. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, then no. That's a one-way trip for your projector. That's suicide for your projector. leave it safely at your house.
Yeah, I've got a couple cats and a very rambunctious little dog that would just love to get a hold of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's a rough time here, but, you know, give Black Friday shopping, maybe closer to Christmas. Who knows?
Yeah, I plan on, especially if anything, when I threw out the wait for the big game there in the end of January, mm-hmm. my wife's like, we're not going to wait that long for a big TV.
Yeah,
I don't see her paying for it, so we may have to wait as long as I want.
Yeah, yeah. But, yep, that happens, I guess. Sometimes I never actually heard of that happening. That's pretty bad when your TV catches fire.
Yeah, I was just glad I was home because she would have freaked out.
Yeah, that would have been bad. But, so, premieres. Were you able to watch Supergirl, Legend of Tomorrow, Flash?
I have not seen Supergirl. I missed it because that was during the time my stuff caught fire.
Ah, yes.
So I was out a couple days there without the TV until I drug it out of the garage. But go ahead and talk about Supergirl. In fact, I don't have any Supergirls recorded. but I did see the premiere and the episodes of the rest of them.
Okay. Yeah, Supergirl, it was all right. You know, a lot of people like it, and, you know, good storyline, all that good stuff. But, yeah, for me, it was probably on the bottom of the list for the three premieres that I've seen so far. Not my favorite, but it's okay. It's not a bad show. Just in comparison with The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow, for me, it doesn't stand in comparison. But Legends of Tomorrow, I loved it. I love watching Legends of Tomorrow because for me, there's so many different DC characters that they bring in and they're all together and there's heroes and there's villains and it's just a huge wide spectrum of the DC universe. And I was talking with a friend of mine about it and he was like, yeah, it's weird because they have a lot of these, like, you know, C-list, D-list heroes and villains. So it's really strange. And a lot of times, you know, I don't know this person, I don't know that person. It just kind of gets annoying. I'm like, for me, it's the opposite because I'm such a huge DC fan. Like, I see these C-list, D-list heroes and villains, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so-and-so, and I haven't seen them in a TV show or movie ever. Or that's this person, and they're connected with this person. Like, my mind instantly, like, goes back to those comics that I've read in the past and what they tie into. So I love Legends of Tomorrow, and I love time travel. So I liked it a lot. It was very funny. A friend of mine was talking about it, and it's like, so why is Laurel working at some Bed Bath & Beyond? And I'm like, I don't know. That's really strange. Like, why wouldn't she go back to her family? I don't know. It's very odd. I didn't have an answer for it. Maybe something with the whole assassin thing, and her family thinks she's dead again. I don't know. But, yeah, you didn't see any of that. You just saw her working at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But it was at least fun scene to see. Because there she was, like, you know, she had, like, a knife or whatever. She was, like, threatening her manager who was being annoying and stuff. So it was at least a funny scene. I liked it for that. And you saw a little bit of Wally West teamed up with Commander Steel, I think his name is. And it was great to have that. I love Wally West, and I was kind of hoping, bridging into The Flash, I was kind of hoping that he would have at least a 3-episode story arc because Barry Allen goes away at the end of last season. And we're like, okay, cool. This is a good time for him to shine. Nope, it was about 15, 10-ish minutes, if even that, of Wally West and Vibe kind of taking the spotlight for a little bit. But it was not even a full episode, and I was a little bummed about that. Because I love Barry Allen, I do. But it's not Barry Allen's The Flash. It's not just about him. And that's what I like about it. You know, they bring in lots of characters. And I was kind of hoping that in this moment they would at least give a couple episodes of giving Wally the spotlight, but nope, he came back, and better than ever. He was like he lost his mind a little bit, which is interesting to see.
Yeah, it was kind of weird how he was acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll touch on that, because the main villain, you see him at the end of the episode, you see him, and yeah, they'll go more into that, and it's kind of be probably a little, you know, mysterious aspect of it, and they'll, you know, drop some hints here and there. But the odd thing that I was seeing, I think I have a strong suspicion that they have some kind of transcription or whatever like that, you know, Vibe, Cisco, he finds out like some kind of code and he's like, oh, it means this or whatever, some dumb phrase, and I think it gets translated wrong. That's my suspicion, because A, the phrase or whatever, it doesn't make sense, and on top of that, I saw that there were some Kryptonian writing in that, because Barry Allen just, like, loses his mind. He's, like, writing on the wall, like, beautiful mind kind of thing, where he's just, like, losing his mind. And he's writing on the walls and on glass and everything. Like, he's lost it. And I noticed that not everything. He wasn't just writing Kryptonian, but I did notice a few Kryptonian lettering within the words that he was writing. So I wonder if it's a combination of Kryptonian and Thanagarian and this and that, different alien species or something. I don't know. Maybe that, or it was just an Easter egg nod to Kryptonian fans. I don't know.
Yeah, they could find out if Supergirl comes to visit again.
Yeah, possibly so. Yeah, yeah. She can at least be like, oh, well, this means that and this. But, yeah, it's hard to say at this point. I think, you know, early on, this early on in the season, It's just kind of speculation because it could have just been a nod at, you know, the fans of like, oh yeah, you know this and that. Because like there was, I forgot what it was, but at least the way they translated it, like there was no S's. There wasn't like enough of a Kryptonian writing, because I know a little bit of it. There wasn't enough of the alphabet to like make an actual sentence. Oh, I think that some of it was different, just alien races. So we'll find that out. But yeah, I liked it overall. It was pretty cool. My only complaint would be that Barry Allen came back too fast almost. But I like the way they did it, and I hope they go that route. They kind of dive more into how that worked. Why did he come back at that time? How did he snap out of it? Like, they showed physically, like, how. But in the comic books, there's more to it, and I hope they go into it. So, that's my hopes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I got for TV review stuff. Did you watch any more episodes this week that you liked?
Yeah, but I don't want to go into them because I'll ruin it for you.
Okay. I appreciate it. So we got the premieres. The other thing I saw with TV news, Teen Titans, the new show that's coming out next year on the DC's platform. They actually finally cast a Beast Boy. It's the same actor, same voice actor, who was in Big Hero 6. He was the main character, the main guy hero. He's actually going to be in Teen Titans, joining Raven, Robin, Starfire, and Hawk and Dove. So it's going to be pretty interesting. I love it. I'm super excited for it, and I'm glad they finally got a Beast Boy.
I have nothing.
Okay. Then movies?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, movie stuff. Black Panther trailer. Start off with that. I haven't seen any movies. I'll cover that real quick. But
neither have I.
Okay. Black Panther trailer, though, that looked amazing. I saw it earlier this week. I got straight into work, and a friend of mine was like, oh, man, did you see the Black Panther trailer? I was like, yeah, it was about weeks ago. And he's like, no, the new one. Did you see the new one that came out today? I was like, no, there's a new one? He's like, yep. I was like, all right. And then I just full screen YouTube, headphones on, and played it, and it's awesome. Check it out right now if you haven't seen it already. Were you able to watch it?
No, but I'm glad to see you're spending your work time favorably.
Well, this is before I clocked in. It was as soon as I got there, before I clocked in. Yes, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And the trailer, yeah, love the trailer. It's gonna be great. I keep saying that. Watch the trailer for yourself.
I'll see it,
and I'm sure you'll love it as well. Lots of cool moments in the trailer, which is exciting. So, on the opposite side of the spectrum of good stuff, Geostorm. That movie. It's out now with that one guy, the Australian dude, whatever his name is. He's in it, and yeah, it's getting bad reviews.
I will say it's getting bad reviews.
Yeah, real bad. And that's to be expected. To see the trailer, it's kind of one of those cheesy movies that don't all make sense. And yeah, that's one of it. It's just like some of the fake pseudoscience just squashes everything. And I guess at one point in the movie, International Space Station gets destroyed. And within 6 months, they build a new one and it's back up and running. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah. I'm like, all right, some of this is just too much. So. Yeah, if you were thinking about seeing it, yeah, I'd say if you care about Rotten Tomatoes, check it out, because they're all getting pretty bad reviews. Acting, storyline, everything is just bad. So, yep, if you had your hopes up, I'm sorry about you. But, now to flip back over, for good reviews, Thor, Ragnarok. Early reviews have come out already on it.
Yep, comes out November 6th.
3rd, November 3rd, yes. November 3rd.
Okay.
I looked.
I just looked, too. It said November 6th, but that's all right. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah. November 3rd. Yep. Okay. Hence why it's right. A Friday. Yeah.
I don't know why it said 6th. The one I saw said 6th. That's fine. You're absolutely right. It's a 3rd.
Yeah. It's a Friday, not a Monday.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't look at the calendar. I just looked at the number. Go on.
But yes, so I was right. Just want to rub that in.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
But yeah, the trailer. I'm sorry.
I guess we'll be editing this and delete that.
Dang it. Yeah, it's true. But yeah, Thor is getting good reviews. People are saying, though, that it's kind of, sort of, just Guardians of the Galaxy 3, because the music, the style, the lighting, the coloring of it, the humor, like, it's just all in line with Guardians of the Galaxy and those kind of elements.
Well, this morning, I was watching something on TV, and I had to rewind it because there was a Thor commercial came on, preview.
Yeah.
And I paid too much attention to it. I'm like, wait a minute. I go back and look at it again, and Doctor Strange was in it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew he was going to be in the movie, but it's the first time I've seen him in the previews.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen any previews in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just got to last another week without any spoilers like that.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be in it. I'm just meaning, like, seeing him and how he's going to play a role and stuff. But, yeah, people are liking it. The subplot with the whole Hulk and Thor, you know, fighting and teaming up kind of thing is more interesting from what I heard. Like, people like that aspect more than the actual plot of the movie with, you know, Asgard getting destroyed and everything. But overall, people are saying it's a lot better than the other two Thor movies. So that's always a plus. That's always good, especially if you didn't like those other two. This one, you'll hopefully like more, especially if you like Guardians of the Galaxy. But yeah, that's all I got for movie stuff.
Well, just reminding folks that on November 17th is the Justice League movie comes out.
Absolutely. For me, November 16th, because I will definitely be seeing it that day.
that night.
Yeah, yeah, as soon as possible.
And we have it's been released, the title for the Han Solo movie that, it's not Richie Cunningham. What is his name? The director.
Oh, Ron Howard?
Ron Howard is directing, yes.
Allegedly, for now, at this very moment, next week, who knows?
Comes out May 25th of 2018, okay. And it's entitled Solo, a Star Wars movie.
Okay.
I'm sorry, a Star Wars story.
Okay, okay.
And that's all I have about movies.
Okay, yeah. I'm apprehensive about Han Solo. I want to like the movie, I really do, but there's so many things coming up behind it, and when there's this many, like, reworks in the script, and directors dropping off, and new directors coming on, it's not necessarily a good thing. Like, it means that the studio or whoever has said, the producers are like, this is the storyline, this is what's going to happen, we want these elements to it, and the director's like, no, I don't like it, and they leave. The next one comes in. I think they've gone through three now. I have low hopes for it, low expectations because of all that, so it's troubling. I want to like it, I really do. I just have to wait and see, I guess, but yeah, it's troubling.
I'm going to hold faith for it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything else for movies.
Okay, same here. Moving into gaming.
It is all yours, man. I got nothing this week.
Okay. This one's pretty light. Like I've mentioned before in the last episode, there's a few different Halloween events going on right now. Pokemon Go has theirs. It's pretty cool. They added a few Pokemon, and they say that within November, they'll be adding the whole Gen 3. So that's exciting. It's really cool. I'm thrilled for that. And the event's pretty cool. It's fun, and we'll see what happens in November with the new Pokemon coming out. And like I mentioned, Overwatch has theirs, and it's pretty fun. But gaming news. People have talked a lot about Battlefront 3 because it's coming out in November. Actually, November 17th. So the same day as Justice League, Battlefront 2 is coming out for PS4, Xbox. PS4, I'm sorry. Yeah, because I guess it's later for the Xbox One. PS4, Star Wars Battlefront's coming out. So, that's exciting. We'll find out how it actually turns out, because a lot of people didn't like the first one. And people have played the beta, and people have, you know, done a bunch of the demos and the testing for it, and kind of got some sneak peeks for it. And they're kind of troubled, they're kind of worried, because they have a play-to-win aspect. So, meaning that, you know, you can pay real cash, $10, $20, $50, whatever, and which a lot of games do nowadays, but most of the time it's just cosmetic stuff, and it's not usually stuff that is hugely impactful in gameplay and leveling up and everything. It doesn't give you an edge over your opponent, but from what people are seeing within Battlefront 2, as it is right now, it's looking like it is, and they responded with something very vague, and it wasn't like, oh, we're going to change that, and we're gonna fix that, and we're going to do the opposite. It was something along the lines of, yeah, the title of free-to-play is rough to dodge. It's hard to dodge, and that was all they said. So, yeah, a lot of people are kind of troubled about that. I hope they fix that, because that's not going to be something people are going to like. You know, it's usually you might get some fans, and you're going to get some money from it, but overall, you'll be doing a lot more for your fans if you keep that aspect out. So, yeah, we'll see what happens November 17th when the game comes out and how it actually, whether or not it has the free-to-play aspect. But that's all I got for gaming, really. Short and sweet. I think you said you got nothing else?
Nah, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, as always, keep this episode short and sweet. You can find us on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, All Access Nerds. Check out our website, allaccessnerds.com. And if you go to allaccessnerds.com/subscribe, you can click on all the things you like there. Click all the buttons. Just open up all the tabs. We don't mind. It's okay. Click them all, and you'll follow us and subscribe to us via iTunes, Google Play, and anywhere and everywhere you can get your podcasts. As always, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nick. Signing off. Go forth and do great things.